friends, Roman's countrymen. It's stage direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Yes, it is. I'm putting on my usual stage direction hat for the next 10 minutes while covering for Rachel, if you hadn't gathered by it being my voice and not hers. But I'm not alone in the studio. I'm joined by two guests. We've got Will Clark and Bess Brooks, and they're both part of Shakespeare in the Park this year. How are you feeling?
We're feeling great, thank you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, quite excited. It's getting quite close to the day.
So Summer Shakespeare, they usually do two plays. What plays are they doing this year?
So I will be performing Much Ado About Nothing, which is the comedy. And so usually there's a comedy and a tragedy. So Much Ado About Nothing. And for the tragedy?
We're doing Hamlet.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Very nice. So who are you in Much Ado About Nothing, Will?
So I'll be playing Claudio, one of the lovers of Much Ado.
Oh, wow.
I get manipulated. I get angry. I fall in love. You know, that typical Shakespeare, like, nonsense, you know?
Yeah. And you...
And I play three separate characters in Hamlet. All of them are the clowns. So provide the light relief.
I think that's quite important in a hefty tragedy such as Hamlet.
Yeah, absolutely. Imagine that.
So Shakespeare is super malleable. Have either of these plays been adapted to anything new, or are you sticking down the more traditional route?
I think commonly with Shakespeare in the Park, we definitely go down the traditional route most of the times. Sometimes we cut it down, sometimes we change lines, but we usually do go traditional. I guess the only thing we do add on is we add on more of a modern spin when it comes to human emotions of these characters. So by reacting to certain things, we try to make it a little bit more relatable.
Mm.
And yeah.
And with Hamlet, we've cut it right down because
the original is a very long play.
The original is over 4 hours, but we're going for about half of that.
Oh my gosh! So, have you either of you seen any interesting adaptations of either of these plays? Because Hamlet is very, very well known, but I guess Much Ado About Nothing is also well known because it's Shakespeare. But is there any adaptations of that people might not be aware is a Shakespeare?
From what I gathered, I feel like people have heard about the name Much Ado About Nothing, but never actually know what it's about. But there is a lot of amazing adaptations. There's the Kenneth Branagh movie, which has
With
Keanu,
Emma Thompson.
Yeah, Emma Thompson, Keanu Reeves, Michael Keaton, has so many people in it. And another notable one is the Grand Theatre with David Tennant, who played the Doctor in Doctor Who. And
big fan of Doctor Who.
Yeah, this one is way more modern, like modern clothes, and it's hilarious. And David Tennant's Scottish accent is just so unbelievably funny. playing as Benedict is so amazing.
Kenneth Branagh did a film of Hamlet, and he cut nothing. So that was a four hours 15 minutes, but I really enjoyed that.
Mm.
But also, Sons of Anarchy was the storyline of Hamlet,
and
and that was pretty good. I really enjoyed that.
As actors, what's your opinion on performing Shakespeare? Have either of you done a Shakespeare before?
I have done Midsummer Night's Dream, which is another comedy. Lovely. I was one of the players, so it was mostly just like having as much fun as you can.
Yeah.
Up and like performing a performance in a performance. Mm-hmm. So that was a lot of fun, but it was a small role, and jumping to a second Shakespeare performance has been such a jump for me.
Nice.
Yeah.
And
for you?
Yeah, I was in As You Like It last year, playing a clown again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really enjoy it. I love the language. I love the stories. I love the way that they can be applied for any age. So I just have a real good time doing it.
It's been around for 500 years for a reason. So this Summer Shakespeare is super important because it's the only Shakespeare event that's really left in Tamaki Makaurau, because there was Pop-Up Globe and Auckland Uni Shakespeare, but they've both lost funding. How does that feel, knowing that this is Shakespeare for us, that what you guys are doing?
I guess it will scratch that Shakespeare itch for some people, because there was a lot of Shakespeare out there, but you know, because of lockdown, there has been less performances in general. But I feel like we are quite lucky to be able to perform Shakespeare, and us actors, we want to be able to perform as like the best as possible and scratch that itch, as I mentioned before.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame. When I first moved over to New Zealand, I was seeing like four Shakespeares at the pop-up Globe a year. I was coming to the festival here, then I was doing Shakespeare in the Park. So I was seeing like maybe eight Shakespeares per year. It's brilliant. So it's sad, but don't miss out. Come along and see our two shows, definitely. Yeah.
So if people want to come see these two shows, how do they do that?
Oh, just go online, search up Shakespeare in the Park, and it'll be the first thing up there.
Nice. Yeah. And so it opens this Saturday, is that right?
Yes, Hamlet starts on the 23rd.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, exciting.
You keep saying the 23rd, it's Saturday.
Saturday.
Apparently that's the 23rd, but like 4 days.
Yeah,
that's
good luck with that. I still got a few more days to relax. Yeah.
So how does it work with the two plays? Do you orientate them?
Yes, so we tend to skip over Monday for rest, but we go, you know, one day Hamlet, the next day Much Ado, Hamlet, Much Ado, and so on and so on. Sometimes double ups.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah. All right, well, thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And if you want to go see Much Ado About Nothing or Hamlet or both, you can head to the Pop-Up Globe website and go have a nice night of Shakespeare. Thanks very much, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
Big thanks to Will Clark and Bess Brooks. Time for